A one-year-old New Westminster Fiber Art Store has been sewing up a thoughtful community project to spread some yarn love. Inside Bod Rabbit Fiber Arts is a small lending library with more than 250 journals and books. These include instructions for fiber art beginners, learn to knit, crochet, weave, sew, techniques, pattern books and resource guides, said Paula Lindner, who co-owns the store along with Rebecca Glazier. There are some great idea banks for people looking from wanting to craft with kids to expert fiber artists interested in honing their crafts, she added. All the books are received as upcycled donations from friends of Bod Rabbit Fiber Arts. Tens of new donations come in each month. They are sorted and catalogued by the store staff with an old-fashioned paper, glue lending tag before being added to the inventory, said Lindner. The library is self-run in a good faith manner. A community lending library focused on fiber arts is a unique venture. I don't know of another similar initiative elsewhere, said Lindner. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Paula and Rebecca, at BadRabbitFa. Tracing the roots SO. What made the retail store start one? Bod Rabbit Fiber Arts is a sister store to Bod Anna's Yarn Store, a Vancouver business, 2667 East Hastings Street, also owned by Lindner, that has had a 14-year history of fiber arts community initiatives. One of our retail store's mandates has always been accessibility and affordability, so both stores have a foundation in providing low-cost and free-of-charge fiber arts materials, classes and events, said Lindner. Which is why, besides running the free library, the New West store also offers free-of-charge stitch groups, weekly twice, a biannual yarn swap and affordable fiber arts classes including learning to knit, crochet, dye fabric and fiber and weaving, she added. Meanwhile, yet another community fiber arts initiative that Lindner kick-started in 2021 has also been flourishing in New West. Called Free Little Fiber Libraries, the community built nooks for fiber art materials, much like the Free Little Libraries for books, have been helping more people get access to fiber art materials for free. Community members can directly donate their upcycled fiber art pieces to the libraries or go through the store. Just this year, two new Free Little Fiber libraries popped up in New West, Yarn Barn on Henley Street and the Free Little Art Gallery on 815 Edinburgh Street. While 12 such fiber art libraries are spread out in various neighborhoods in the Lower Mainland, as for the one community lending library for books, it's kept close to the New West store's front doors, said Lindner. No membership required, as we want there to be as few roadblocks to accessing this resource as possible. And the best part? No one gets shushed at this library. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Anna B. at Feathersandwool.